Today's share in the Dear Shnu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Mem Aleph Omed Aleph. We're in the second volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we're beginning Simen Reish Chaf Hey. This Simen deals with more details of the bracha of Shechiyanu. And the Mechaber starts off and he says, Haroa es chaveiro liachar shloshim yom. If you haven't seen your friend for more than 30 days, we'll see what type of friend this is, somebody who's very dear to you. If you haven't seen him for more than a 30-day period of time, when you see him, you're entitled to make the bracha, Omer Shechiyanu, Baruch Ato Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam, Shechiyanu v'kimanu v'yanu lazman hazeh. The Ber Hetev brings down, this is all of these brachas that we're going to deal with in Sifkat and Aleph, Hakol b'shem umalchus. They're all with the full bracha, Baruch Ato Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam. That's if you haven't seen him for 30 days. The Mechaber continues and he says, V'achar shneimotzer chodesh, if you haven't seen such a dear friend for an entire 12-month period of time, mevarech, baruch ato Hashem, elkeinu melech olam, mechaya meisim. You say the bracha v'shem umalchus over here as well. Now, there are opinions that say that you don't say the bracha of mechaya meisim v'shem umalchus, and this can be seen in the Ber Hetev, also in Os Aleph, where he brings down, in the name of the Tshuvas Panim Me'iros, that some have the custom not to say this over here with shem umalchus. And that's because in the Nusach L'Shmona Esrei, the bracha of Mechaya Meisim doesn't start off with Shem Umalchus because it's a bracha smuch el chaverita. In any event, we'll see later on, the Mishnah Berurah and in the Shaar HaTzion, he brings down that one does say it with Shem Umalchus. What people do you make the Shechiyanu or a bracha of Mechaya HaMeisim on? V'hu shechaviv olav harbe v'sameach b'riyoso. It's somebody who you are extremely close with and you're very, very happy when you see them. Only on such a person do you make this bracha of Shechiyanu or, after 12 months, the bracha of Mechai HaMeisim. Now, the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Aleph writes, V'ein chiluk ben ish le'isha. There is no difference over here between a man or a woman. If it's somebody that's dear to you, you're entitled to make this bracha, whether it's a man or a woman. However, the Mishnah Berurah adds, V'hainu imroa ish tovimo. For example, a woman that we're talking about here would be, for example, somebody's wife or somebody's mother, Bito v'achoso, his daughter or his sister. Kivin shusameach v'nena b'riyosam, since he's so happy that he's seen such people that are dear to him, if he hasn't seen them for a long period of time, he's entitled to make these brachos. The Chofetz Chaim, the Shaar HaTzion Os Beis, brings this down in the name of the Shaar HaTshuva, who adds that with other women, ba'acheres, hello, for them, you don't make this bracha. Also, liestakuli, you're not allowed to look at other women. And even b'mikrin estakel, even if you happen to see them, lo shayach nenev sameach b'riyosa. It doesn't mean that you're so happy to see somebody else, a woman in this situation. It's inappropriate to make the bracha. However, in Dirshu foot number one, he brings down that others disagree with this. And Rav Yashiv, for example, said, you do make a bracha on seeing other women, even if they are not your mother, your wife, daughter, or sister. He says, because if you have a true simcha upon seeing them, you can make this bracha, and this is also the opinion of the Arach HaShulchan. Dear Shafut number two brings down that nowadays, already, the Eshel Avromi Bachoch writes that this bracha is not one that we routinely make. Lo levarach brachos elu. Minig is not to make these brachos, and this is also the opinion of the Kaf HaChaim, who brings it down in the name of the Ben Ishchai, and also the Arach HaShulchan writes, Shashov mekilim ma'od b'brachos elu. We're very makel not to make these brachos. However, he is, Muvad mishiyodeh ba'atzmo. If somebody knows that he really gets tremendous simcha, yeshel tanug v'simcha b'riyazu, then he would still be allowed to make this bracha nowadays. And there's also the opinion of Shlomo Zalman. Shekayom noagim shelo levarach brachosu. Nowadays, we don't make this bracha because we're not really sure. Yesh lachus she'eno sameach b'emes b'riyosu, because they're not really sure that he's so happy to see anybody. And therefore, he says that we don't make this bracha. However, if it's a situation where somebody truly sees somebody, a close relative, and he's so happy, for example, somebody returns from a mukhama safely, Baruch Hashem, when a chayalei tzal comes back, so then you can make this bracha. Brings down as well that the Griz Soloveitchik Zatzal, the great Rav Yitzchak Zev Soloveitchik, the Brisker Rebbe, would say that he wouldn't make these brachos because he was choshesh, because Shulchan Aruch says it has to be davka chaveiro hachoviv olav ma'od. He has to be somebody that you're very dear with. The einanu bekiyim ma nechshav l'chaveiro olav ma'od. He's not sure of the definition of we're so close to the person, so therefore he wouldn't make this bracha as well. The Dirshu footnote continues, however, and adds that when you meet somebody and you say, without shem umalchus, oh, Baruch Hashem, it's so good to see you, one could be yotze with this bracha with just those words alone. Now we go back to the Mishnah Berurah in the middle of Sifkatan Aleph. And he writes, Kotzva Poskim, the Poskim add over here, the Imra Chacham Mechach Meyisrael. If you see a Talmud Chacham, a big Talmud Chacham from Klai Yisrael, Mevarach Lov Asher Cholak, like we learned in the previous Simonim, as we learned in Simon Reish Chav Dalet. And also, the Gam Shechiyanu. And you're also entitled to make a Shechiyanu if this person is close with you, if you haven't seen him for a 30-day period of time.
Mishnah foot number 3 brings down that the chiddush over here is she'ein bircha shecholak mechokhmaso poteres is bircha shechyonu. The chiddush over here is that the saying of the bracha asherchalak mechokhmaso doesn't exempt the person over here from having to also say a shechyonu. One is not dependent upon the other. Of course, you only make the bracha shechyanu if you're personally close with the chacham, not from the fact that he's a big talmud chacham. That's what the bracha asher cholak is for. This shechyanu is only said if you're really chaviv of love harbe v'sameach b'riyasa. Then we go to Sivkot and Beis in the Mishnah Berurah. You say this after 30 days. Meri'iyah Rishona, 30 days from the first time that you saw. Vimkibo mimenu ksav o sha'anoshim hodiyo mishlomo. Nowadays, this halacha, this Mishnah Berurah is extremely important. The Mishnah Berurah says, if you've been notified in some way that this person has been doing well during this 30-day period of time when you haven't seen them, you received a letter from them, or somebody else told you that they were doing well, so yesh deos ba'achronim. There are those opinions of the achronim that say, in this situation, you don't have the right to make the bracha shechiyanu. And lamaisa usafik. So therefore, we do not make this bracha. Nowadays, with instantaneous communications, with Skype and FaceTime and emails and all sorts of Instagrams and ways of connecting with each other, it's very, very unusual that somebody would not have heard about somebody in a 30-day period of time, and certainly for a 12-month period of time, who you're so close with that you'd be otherwise obligated to make this bracha, shechiyanu. As we'll see in a moment, it's also if somebody else tells you about them, lav davka, you have to hear from them directly. So therefore, this bracha, to a large extent, is not made nowadays, except under the most rarest of circumstances. Again, the example we gave you from the deer shifutna would be, let's say, a deer chayol, a friend, a loved one, that comes back from war safely, who haven't heard about them, you're very worried about them, and now you see them, you'd be entitled to make these brachos. Deer shifut number 5 even makes it more difficult to make this bracha. It brings down from the Stipler Gon Zatzal, that im haya kore l'chaveiro dover haya modio, if something had happened to your friend and you would know about it, you would somehow have heard about it, even though he didn't actually contact you, so you can assume that nothing happened to him, so then in this situation you also wouldn't be entitled to make this bracha u'shem u'machus. And issue foot number 6 brings down from Chaim Kanievsky Shlita that we in fact paskin like this mishbura, sofik brachas l'hakel, and we do not make this bracha, even the shechyanu, not only the mechaya mesim. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Gimel, the Chol Elu Brachos Ubeshem Umachos. As we already pointed out in the Berhetev, there is a machlokas on this. The Mishnah Berurah says that we make both these brachos Shechyanu and Mechayemesim when we do make them with Shem Umachos. Afil Birchas Mechayemesim, including the Brachos Mechayemesim. He mentions this because we brought down that the Chuvas Panim Iros disagrees with this. And he brings us down in the name of the Mogin Gibori, Mesharbi Achronim, Deloki Chuvas Panim Iros, as we already pointed out. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Dalet writes, the Brachos Mechayemesim. If you make the bracha of Mechayemesim, v'oz einu mevarach shechyanu, then you don't have to make the bracha of shechyanu. Included within the Mechayemesim is this idea of the shechyanu. The tam bracha zu, the reasoning behind this bracha, kosa b'chidush ha'godos, he brings down over here, from the chidush ha'godos. Lefi shebechol shana ha'odom nidom b'rosh ha'shana v'yom ha'kipurim im lemavas im l'chaim. Every year a person is judged again on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Is he going to live or is he going to die, Rachmana Litzlan? And if you see somebody after Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, and now you don't see him until after the next Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, so so then this person has been judged during this time, and you don't know, was he was judged positively, L'chaim, or Rachmana Litzlan, the opposite. And therefore, when you do see him, you're entitled to make this bracha of M'chayim Esim. That he was in fact saved from a decree of death on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, and now you're entitled to make this bracha. The issue foot number 7 brings down, the reason why the Mechaya Mesim exempts the Shechyanu is because the Shechyanu is included within the Mechaya Mesim. Shahari hu mevarach al kach shechaveiro chai, because you're basically saying, Mechaya Mesim, Shechyanu, that he is alive. Therefore, he brings down from the Das Torah in the name of the Das Kedoshim, if you see two people who you haven't seen for a period of time, one you haven't seen for 12-month greater period of time, and one you haven't seen for a greater than 30-day period of time, you can make a single bracha of Mechayah Mesim that would work for both of them. However, he says, ideally, you should make the Shechyanu first, and then make the bracha of Mechayah Mesim, because it's not considered a bracha Sheinu Tzricha, because the Shechyanu was a separate bracha. Dishah foot number 8 brings down an additional reasoning for this bracha from the Aruch HaShulchan, and its source is from the Rabbeinu Yonah in the Gemara in Brachos, in the back in the Rif, and he writes, Kivin shalachu yud beis chodesh shalo ro'as chaveru, because after a 12-month period of time that you haven't seen your friend, the friend has basically been forgotten. We know that by an Ovo, Rachmana Litzlan, we say Kaddish for 12 months. After 12 months, so the heaviness or the severity of the Avelus is somewhat lifted, because it takes 12 months to, so to say, forget a person to a certain extent. Of course, you never forget the loved one that departed, but time is a great healer.
I remind everybody that I'm saying the shiur this year, Harini Kaparis Mishkava for my mother, Aleh HaShalom, Chana Bas Meir Avram, are certainly not departed from my mind at all. In any event, so the reason that the Aruch HaShulchan brings down over here is this 12-month period of time, it's like you've forgotten about the person and now you're seeing them again, so that's why you make the bracha. What about in a leap year? So he brings down, this is a 12-month din, this is not a din in a year. So in a leap year with the 13 months, as with Kaddish, you stop saying after 12 months. You don't say Kaddish all the way until the full year has been completed. This 12-month idea is true whether it's a regular year or a leap year as well. Now we go to Sif Beis. The Mechaber writes, Mishalo roaz chaveiro me'olam. If you never saw a person, albeit v'sholach lo k'sovim, but you've been corresponding with them, what we would call a pen pal. You're in a very close relationship, but you've never actually met the person. So therefore, when you're corresponding with them, you become close to them, and they're truly somebody that's chaviv olav harbe v'sameach b'riyoso. Nevertheless, when you see them for the first time, afapishu nene b'riyoso, when you're so happy to see them for the first time, you're not entitled to make this bracha, eina mevarech ariyoso. You don't make this bracha of shechiyanu or mechaya mesim. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Hay brings down, Rotsu lo ma'alim, Mechaber is telling us over here, even though you become very close with this person through your correspondence, since you've never actually seen the person, albeit you've corresponded with them, that love is not as great. So much so that you'll be so thrilled and happy to see them that you're allowed to make this bracha. He then adds from the Prima Godim, cause of a Prima Godim, Nimnis Basilo, Shioldi Ishto, Vuhoya Bibidin Sayam. However, if somebody is told that his wife gave birth, he's away on a trip someplace, he's at war, he's on a business trip, and his wife gave birth, and he hears the news. Now, when he sees the baby for the first time, Vero Ata, he finally gets Baruch Hashem a chance to see his child, he is entitled to make Mubarak Shechiyanu or Mechaya Mesim. If it's been more than 30 days, he makes a Shechiyanu. If it's been more than 12 months, he's entitled to make the Baruch of Mechaya Mesim. Imulacha Yubes Chodesh, as I mentioned, if it's after 12 months. Why? Because a father for his child, the Vada Yesh Lo Simcha Bivlado, Afshalom Ra'ohu Me'olam, because such a Simcha is absolutely a Simcha, no doubt about it, even though he's never seen the child before, he would be entitled to make these brachos. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says over here, Hagah, a new bracha. Yesh Omrim Mishinasa Beno Bar Mitzvah. There is an opinion that says when your child becomes a bar mitzvah, a boy, yavarech, you make the bracha with Shem u'malchus, baruch ato Hashem, alokeinu melech ha'olam, shepitorani. Many people say shepitorani. Shepitorani is the right way to pronounce this. May on sho shozad, that you have exempted me from the punishment of this child. This is based upon the Maril, the name of the Mordechai, based upon the Bereishis Rabbah in Parshas Toldos. However, the Ramah concludes and he says, v'tov, Levarech below Shemu Malchus. The Ramah on his own says that it's preferable for a person to say this bracha, Shepitorani Meon Shol Shozeh, without saying Shemu Malchus. You should just say, Baruch Shepitorani Meon Shol Shozeh, not, according to the Ramah, Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Shepitorani Meon Shol Shozeh. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Vav explains, Hainu Kishinasi Ben Shloshes Wevi Yom Echad, the child on the actual day of the bar mitzvah, which is a completion of 13 years, and on the first day, which is his birthday, afterwards, that's when you go make the bracha of Baruch Shepitorani. The achshav noagu shelo levarech ad shor shanar mispalo b'tzibur b'torah, b'torah shliach tzibur, oshu kori b'torah b'shabbos rishona. The minhag, he says, is to wait to make this bracha, not to the minute the kid becomes his actual bar mitzvah day, but the first time he's a shliach tzibur, or the first time he's a bal kore, and he reads from the Torah on, for example, that first Shabbos. Why? Shaz no del rabim shu bar mitzvah. Because in that situation, it becomes publicly aware to everybody that he's a bar mitzvah. He's now doing things that he previously wasn't able to do, like davening for the Amud or laning from the Torah. Then he adds, mitzvah al ha'odim lasu su'uda biyom shenasu bino bar mitzvah. A person should make a sudas hodah, a sudas mitzvah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the day that his child becomes bar mitzvah, kemo shenichnas l'chupa, as if the child is getting married. Just like you make a big suda at a wedding, you should make a big suda at a bar mitzvah. And he says, "V'hainu b'yom shenichnas lishnas arba'asrei." And this is again when you enter into the 14th year, i.e., after the completion of the 13 full years and the start of the 14th year. Why is this? V'tam asuda. The reason you make a suda, mishum da'achshuv nasa ish yisrael, because now he's become a full member of Klal Yisrael, a man of Klal Yisrael, who is now shenitzdavu b'mitzvos haTorah, who is now obligated in doing all the mitzvos in the Torah. V'manar doresh. And if the child is able to give a pshetel, if the child gives a dvar Torah at this bar mitzvah, then certainly have a sudas mitzvah. This meal becomes a sudas mitzvah. Afilu eino ba'oso yom. Even if it's not on the actual day of the child's bar mitzvah, that suda becomes a sudas mitzvah when the child goes and makes a Dvar Torah, says a Dvar Torah, speech of Pshetel over at his bar mitzvah.
Chavetz Chaim in Oz Zayin and Shaar Tzion points out that even though the child technically could get an aliyah beforehand, however, he usually isn't a Baal Kriya, and therefore he is recognized as being a Gadol by being the Baal Kriya. The issue foot number 17 does point out that if there is nobody else that can lane, you're actually allowed to have a katan lane as well under extenuating circumstances. However, the Primum Gadim is mistopic on this, albeit the Derech HaChaim is makel to allow this under extenuating circumstances. The issue foot number 10 brings down from the Orach HaShulchan that you don't have to wait till Shabbos to give the child an aliyah. If there's a Monday or Thursday after his bar mitzvah, then if he gets the aliyah then, you can say the bracha at that point in time as well. He further points out that there are twins born, two boys, so Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down that each one gets his own aliyah of the Torah, obviously, and the father should make one bracha for each of them, baruch shepatrani on each of them, not combine it together, and say, me on shom shalzeh v'shalzeh. Even though it's not said with Shemu Malchus, you shouldn't be Mishani, you shouldn't change the Matbeya Shetavu Chacham in the way that the rabbi set up a bracha. Others disagree. Rav Chaim Kanievsky Shlita brings down that you can say Me On Shom Shel Elu, and that would be okay. A person can make this bracha according to the Ksos HaShulchan at any point after the Charles Bar Mitzvah. If he didn't get a chance to say it sooner, he's still allowed to say this. Mistama, even with Shemu Malchus, according to those poskim, they say you should make it with Shemu Malchus. The issue for number 11 brings down from the Divrei Malkiel, that since a child can get maftir even before his bar mitzvah, if he gets maftir, you shouldn't make this bracha, which is so funny because most bar mitzvah boys do get maftir. However, Rav Yashiv disagrees with this, and Rav Yashiv says, to justify, I guess, the minhag many places today, that the child does get maftir, he says, you certainly can, in this situation, go and say the Baruch Shepatrani if the maftir. There's a custom as well brought down, the first time the child benches in public with a zimun, if he's the one leading the benching, the father can also make Baruch Shepatrani after that as well. I would add that I wrote an entire article on this bracha of Baruch Shepatrani in the Journal of Halacha and Contemporary Society in the Spring 2006 issue, which is Volume 51. For those that are interested, I believe it can be found online. If anybody would like me to send them a PDF of the article, I would be happy to do so, just to please email me, agladmd@gmail.com. Why do we compare the bar mitzvah boy to the chasana? So Dirshu foot number 13 brings down from the Ktzos HaShulchan, based upon a mission in Tainis, Shabiyom Chasunoso Zehu Matan Torah. The day of the chasana is a reference to Matan Torah over here as well. And that's when we accepted all of the mitzvahs. So too the bar mitzvah boy is accepting all of the mitzvahs on this day. And therefore, he is considered like a chasan. The Kaf HaChaim additionally brings down that he should wear some new clothing over here or eat a new fruit so he can make a shechianu and have in mind when he makes the shechianu to pater the shechianu that might be required for him to say upon acceptance of all mitzvos, the yoke of mitzvos. The issue number 14 brings down why we don't make this bracha for a girl, although some do make the bracha without Shemu Malchus for a girl, as you can see in my article. And he brings down from Moshe Feinstein, don't think for a second, afshe bevas yesh es osa simcha mamish kemo ben. Don't think for a second because there's a lack of simcha over here, but Chazal did not set up this bracha because it's not recognizable that a girl's bas mitzvah, so she can't do things in public that demonstrate that she's a gedola, as opposed to a boy who can do things in public to demonstrate that he's a gadol, and the bracha was set up for that fact, nothing to do whatsoever with the importance of the chashivas of the boy versus the girl, as Rav Moshe Feinstein clearly states. The issue foot number 16 brings down that the bar mitzvah boy is not able to make a drasha, somebody else should make the drasha, and of all the people present, the father has a kadima, he has a priority to make the drasha if he's capable of doing so, rather than anybody else. The issue foot number 18 brings down that some have the girsa asher pitorani, but the more correct girsa is, as we brought down, pitorani. Now we go to the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Zayin. He writes, Pirush, what's the meaning of this bracha? That Ach Shav Nen Nasha Av Kishachot Ben. Until now, the father, so to say, was held accountable for the son if he did any sins. Mishul Shalo Chincho L'Mitzvah Satorah, because he obviously didn't train him properly. And therefore, V'Ach Shav Shinasha Ish, now that this boy is becoming a bar mitzvah, he's held accountable for his own actions. So M'chuyiv Hu L'Schazik B'Yatzvah L'Mitzvah Hashem Yisbarach. So he has to go and do all the mitzvahs himself, so the father can say, I no longer am responsible for him. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, V'da, da'av api yishuv ein olecha inyun chinuch, even though there is no obligation over here, from a pure chinuch point of view, the father is no longer responsible, nevertheless, he says, da, one should be very, very careful of him, mikol mokum, yesh alo'av mitzvahs hochacha. The father still has a chiyuv, an opportunity to go and chastise his son, to teach him, to train him properly, kishuro, she'enu misnai kishur, when he sees the child's not acting properly. And if he doesn't protest, he'll be held accountable accountable still. The Lord Gar Mishai Yisrael, it's no different than anybody else. Uchiyadu Mashem Chazal. Chazal have told us the famous dictum, if you can influence somebody else, if you have the ability to go and tell other people that they're not acting properly and they would listen to you, you could give them Musar, you could give them Tochacha, and they would listen to you, and you don't, Nitfas Biavun Anshe Beso, then you're held accountable. That we don't make the bracha with Shemu Malchus, Mishum Shalohuskur bracha Zub Gemara. This bracha is not mentioned in the Gemara. V'chein hetech b'derech Chaim. Derech Chaim writes this down as well. However, the opinion of the Vilna Gaon, as well as many other Gedolim, is the Macha Shuhuskur bracha Zub B'medrash, since this is brought down in the Brachos Rabbah, and the Maril says you should say this bracha, Lamaisa, they all hold that you should say the bracha with Shemu Malchus. Look in the Chayyadim, who discusses this further, that if somebody does make the bracha with Shemu Malchus, lo hifsid. This is a discussion I have in great detail in my article, I am Shum. That concludes today's shir.